2.5, yep. All right. Five divided by two would be...
I concur with that.
2.5. First and 10 for the Elgin Pigeon Bayport Lakers at the 2.5-yard line. And Lakers brings out the genuflect offense. And is going to kneel this one with a minute 20. And they're going to do this again. Very strange. They're not even huddling. All right, there's the snap, or there's the whistle, I should say. It's now first and 10. Did they not snap it before? This should be second and 10, am I right? All right, they're saying they weren't set yet. That makes more sense. So minute 40, or just 48 seconds left, and there is the kneel from Bryce Sears. And they're just gonna let this one roll out. And Harbor Beach with their second straight shutout, allowing just one touchdown in 3 weeks now.
You're absolutely right there. They're peaking at the right time. And pitching a shutout is one thing, but to shutout a one-loss Sandusky team and a one-loss, now two-loss Laker team, that's pretty impressive. I know they're both on your home turf, but this defense was the question mark for Harbor Beach all year long, and they made a statement tonight shutting out Sandusky and Lakers in back-to-back weeks. Pretty impressive showing for Harbor Beach as they seem to be ready for a playoff run. And Lakers, no matter what happens, are certainly in line for a rematch against Cass City. And hopefully they can get a good shot at them over in Cass City, who's losing to Upley, by the way, right now.
And the final score here, Harbor Beach 20, Lakers nothing after 48 minutes of play in week number 9 of the regular season. Harbor Beach now finishes out the season at 8-1, Lakers at 7-2. We'll have much more after this right here on the WLW Sports Network. Final score, Harbor Beach 20, Lakers nothing, on the Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com.
Mary, this customer wants a loan. Call Midland. Get the customer's information and schedule an appointment with my secretary.
Red tape, loan meetings, and formulas that just don't work for you. Discover a bank that helps you get what you want quickly. Hi, I'm Leanne, loan officer at Bayport State Bank. When you need a loan, come see one of our lenders. From ag and business loans to car loans and everything in between, we're there for you, start to finish. And because we are locally owned and operated right here in the Thumb, we have your answers promptly, making the process easy. That's our commitment to you, finding financing and products that fit our customers' needs.
And I'm Annie, Marketing Director. At Bayport State Bank, we offer checking and savings accounts that have no fees and no minimum balance requirements. And banking with Bayport State Bank is secure, convenient, and easy with our new mobile banking app. From transfers, payments, balancing your checkbook, or making a check deposit, it's as easy as a click of a button on your smartphone. It's banking your way, anytime, anywhere. For more information on what Bayport State Bank can do for you, visit any office in Bayport, Pigeon and Bad Axe, member FDIC and Equal Opportunity Lender.
Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe and Bakery, and Hard Joe's Ben Franklin of Pigeon support our schools and our athletes. Pigeon Telephone is your local telephone company serving Pigeon and Sandpoint residents. Now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company, Sandpoint residents. You can switch right now, keep your same phone number, and get a wider local calling area. Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon is everyone's favorite stop for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They're open 7 days a week with lunch and dinner specials and great prices too. Stop in Tuesdays for Mexican Fiesta Night. Thursdays are Oriental Stir Fry Night. Fridays they have an all-you-can-eat seafood buffet. And Sunday is their famous breakfast buffet. Hard Joe's Ben Franklin in Pigeon is your local crafting, supplies, and project store. Projects like knitting, scrapbooking, crocheting, sewing, and crafting. With fabric, beads, crafts, scrapbook supplies, school supplies, art supplies, and so much more, you're sure to find everything you need. That's Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe and Bakery, and Hard Joe's Ben Franklin, all of Pigeon.
For everything to do with hunting, visit Randy's Hunting Center at the East End of Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom that has 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, 10 Point, and Raven, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists ready to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes, starting at $425. Find over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster. Over 170 variations of the 450, including the new Ruger AR-450 and exclusive model 77 Hawkeye 450. Your choice, only $799.95. Get a Ruger Go Wild 22-inch camouflage 450 Bushmaster with muzzle brake, only $499.95. Randy's Hunting Center can drill and tap your slug guns, mountain boar sight scopes, offers custom sight in service, and they sell hunting and fishing licenses. Visit the website, randyshuntingcenter.com, and check out their Facebook page.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Since Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick opened its doors, there's never been a better place to buy or lease a new Chevrolet or Buick. They stock an average of over 100 brand new cars, trucks, and SUVs on this spacious lot. Their generous trade-in allowances result in nice pre-owned and certified vehicles from local or regional drivers, maybe even someone you know. The word is spreading throughout the Thumb and Mid-Michigan. Drive to the shore and save more at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. Call 989-883-21. 100 or visit moreshoreline.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
Final score from Harbor Beach in week number 9. The Harbor Beach Pirates post a shutout over the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Harbor Beach 20, Lakers nothing. Dave Hansen will check in with our scoring plays throughout this game.
Well, this game got off to an interesting start. Harbor Beach fumbles on their fourth play of the first game of the game. Lakers recovers right at midfield, unable to do anything with it. The first quarter gives us no scoring. Middle of the second quarter, Harbor Beach is able to punch it in first on a Devin Puff one-yard touchdown run. Hessling punches in the two-point conversion, and Harbor Beach would lead 8-0 and carry that lead into halftime. End of the third quarter, more of the same. Harbor Beach would end the end still leading 8-0 with no scoring in the third. Middle of the fourth quarter, Hessling is able to rumble in from a 3 yards away. The two-point conversion would fail, and Harbor Beach would take the lead, extend their lead 14-0. And after an interception from Bryce Sears to Garrison Booms, Devin Puff tops off that drive with a minute 30 to go with an 11-yard TD run. The extra point would fail, but that would be your final in a statement win for Harbor Beach as they defeat Lakers 20-0.
The biggest stat for me tonight, Dave, would be the number 50. 50 total yards for the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers on 32 plays. 25 rushes for 37 yards. 3 completions for 13 yards would be all of the offense for this firing offense that averages over 36 points a game. Led by Preston Warren, 14 carries, 31 yards there. The next one after Preston Warren, James Dubes with 4 yards on 5 carries. Andrew Siegfried, 6 carries for 2 yards. This is a good Laker offense, and they were just stopped in many ways tonight.
This is a good Laker team.
Yeah.
And they played very well on defense. They limited Harbor Beach's big play to one or two big plays. They really forced Harbor Beach to be methodical, be wing T, get 3 yards a pop. The defense forced a turnover. They had multiple tackles for loss. This Lakers defense played very well, played well enough to win this game. Their offense, though, 32 offensive plays, and you can come up with 50 yards. And this offense did nothing. Bryce Sears did complete three passes for 13 yards, but he had three incompletions and an interception. Just not a lot happening. And if you're Lakers, you definitely don't want to see your offense drop back and passing it on every down. But, again, both defenses played extremely well. Harbor Beach just a